Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into our weekend kickoff Thursday, December 4th here at the Treasure Chest Casino, getting ready for all the action coming up this weekend. Got plenty tonight, definitely tomorrow uptown, and this weekend in college football. And, of course, the Saints back in action, taking a show on the road to Tampa Bay this weekend. Man, oh, man, if you are trying to get out the rain, stop by the Treasure Chest Casino, the Game Bar and Grill. Me and Mike here hanging out, getting you ready for all the weekend action. And nice and dry in here, warm, and looking forward to all the action on the big screens here.
Yeah, we got a full crowd here, but, man, yeah, we had a pretty good amount of, especially this morning, not so much this evening, heavy rain, but it was constant.
I had a nice cell coming in, lucky me.
Oh, you lucky dog. it's just part of the deal. So be careful when you're traveling on the highway, be extra careful today. Always careful on the highway. Be extra careful today. Also, too, this has come down over the last 15 minutes. But former University of Louisiana Raging Cajun head coach and Florida head coach Billy Napier, he has agreed to a 5-year deal with James Madison. So Billy Napier's got him another head coaching job, and he'll be at James Madison. I suspect at Tulane, this will be announced either Saturday or Monday. We have Gary Smith on to talk to us about it. I really think that this is Blake Baker's job. You want it or not, basically, it's his to say no to at this stage.
Definitely feels that way for sure.
Yeah, and I know there was a lot of talk about Billy Napier being involved, and you heard the AD talk about he would like a guy with some football experience as a head coach.
Also, Mike, I'm looking here on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Our good buddy Jay Johnson, head coach of the baseball team for LSU, tweeting out just that image of a tiger, so you know what that means.
He got another commitment.
Landed another one.
Now, the best one with Jay is we talking to him. I think it was Charlie and I. We do an interview with him on a Tuesday, and at the end I was like, Coach, it never ends. And he was like, no, it doesn't. He said, guess what? I got a recruit right across from me. That I'm
moments later, we got the word,
and then
right.
Like 25 minutes later, he got a commitment from him.
Cool.
So that was pretty cool. He's doing the radio show, and he's got a recruit in there. Hey, man, I can't turn him away. I got to do the interview at WWL. So that was pretty
cool.
Closed
the deal while he was talking to you guys.
Yeah, and today it became official. Richard Anderson, yes. The big defensive tackle from Edna Carr, announced it yesterday, but he did sign and send in his official papers today that he is a LSU Tiger. And I think tomorrow they'll maybe have an opportunity for a couple more. I know they're in the hunt for about 4 or 5 other guys, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. It's the first time I can remember this in the early signing period, as many people, and not only at LSU but across the country, have sort of tapped the brake at the end. And said, I'm going to wait a little while. So we'll see what happens
tomorrow. Maybe some bigger money offers come in.
Well, that is part of it. And so many coaching changes. Your connection when you're being recruited a lot is your position coach. And so you want to know, like anybody else, even at LSU, hey, who's gonna coach me next year? Okay, I know how much money I'll make, but who's going to coach me? And so we'll see what happens tomorrow. But I do think one way or another we'll find out about three or four recruits that LSU is heavily after. And Lane Kiffin, again, continues to get his staff together, mostly internal guys, you know. But we'll see what happens on defense. And I think they're waiting for Blake Baker right at this point in time. And I'd be surprised, really surprised, that if Ed Orgeron wasn't on that staff when it's all said and done. They go back a long way, and I've told him this before. Hey, college football's better when you're in it, because he is quite the personality. And
it definitely feels right, so I'm hoping it happens for Coach O.
And you know what? You need an enforcer. You always need the enforcer. Ed is that.
Yeah.
He is that in full.
Mike, you mentioned the fact we're going to talk to Gary Smith this hour. Also, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll bring in Sam Spiegelman, a national recruiting analyst from Rivals and On3 Sports. Get more into signing day, notes from LSU and also around the SEC. 5:40, Jeff Nowak, St. Sideline reporter. Talk to him about the latest about the black and gold. We got the injury report for today. Nothing much changed from the initial one on yesterday, Mike, except for the fact that Chris Olave, with his back issue, is now upgraded to limited, but Jonas Sanker, the safety, he popped up as a DMP, did not practice due to a head issue. What does that mean?
You got me on that.
Other than that, not practicing still, Justin Reed, Alvin Kamara, and Taliaferro.
I'd be shocked if Kamara or Justin Reed played this week. I think those two are scratches. What catches my eye is so many people available for the Bucks. Full participant, Chris Godwin Jr., full participant,
names,
Bucky
right.
Irving, oh. Full participant, Baker Mayfield, oh. Full participant, Hassan Reddick, the outside linebacker. Man, what?
The only good news is Tristan Wirfs still not practicing.
Yeah, but he don't need to practice. He's too good. Man, he got that oblique injury. Practice is for the unskilled. Man, Tristan Wirfs.
By Friday, the list of him is questionable. Sunday, he'll be playing.
How many times I got to tell you that? They go to Lord's overnight and get cured, and everything is good.
We're going to take a break here. Weekend kickoff over at the Treasure Chest Casino. Going to come back with more right after this. Stay tuned, folks, on WWL. Stay dry.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Gearing up for Thursday night football this evening, coming up at 7 p.m. We've got the New York Giants.
No. Not tonight. It's Cowboys-Lions.
Cowboys-Lions. I was in the NFC East, but the wrong team.
Yeah. You was in the wrong neighborhood, but the right house, so to speak, right?
Also tonight on 8:70 a.m., we will have the Pelicans taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And, just 3 wins on the season for Pellies right now, searching for that fourth.
Yeah. They had them by the teriyaki the other night and let them loose at the end. Come on, you got to hit free throws. You can't play sloppy basketball at the end. Just, okay. It's almost, how do you say that, rinse, repeat?
Exactly,
It's almost rinse, the repeat. Exact same thing with the Pels. And they really can't hang their hat on nothing. Other than the fact, man, you got a couple rookies there. That's really, really good. And I know we got a guest on with us.
Yeah, Mike, we're going to get into some action coming up tomorrow. Uptown, Tulane taking on North Texas. Helping us break that down, Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate, also the publisher of the WaveReport.com, Gary Smith. Gary, man, I know it's been busy for you right now. How you doing?
I'm surviving. I apologize for my voice. I've had a problem in my throat for almost 3 weeks, but actually, if you'd heard me on radio a couple of weeks ago, I'm sounding a lot better now than I was then, so I think I'm finally coming out on the other side of it.
Yeah, Gary, we all got it, so to speak. Yeah. We got that cough, or it's like something in the middle of your throat. We'll talk a little bit about North Texas, and man, what a great story the quarterback is. I brought it up to Coach Summer on Tuesday, and he's like, man, Mike, you give me his bio. But it's true. Man, Mestermacher, think about, you know, where he started. This is a guy who was a outstanding punter in high school, didn't play quarterback, was a defensive back, was a walk-on at North Texas, a good-looking athlete. And, you know, for a big, tall guy, he's got some movement skills there. But just look at his completion rate and what he's been able to do. Gary, that's some strange stories in sports, but he got one that's sort of unique in how he got there.
I mean, seriously, when have you ever heard of a big time college a guy playing as well as he has who never started a game for his high school at quarterback? It really is amazing. Eric Morris, their coach, is a quarterback whisperer. He's done it over the years, but he trumped himself with this one. The guy was fourth string at the beginning of last year, worked his way up. Actually, played a couple of downs against Tulane when they played it in Denton when their starting quarterback got hurt, but his big breakthrough was in the bowl game after Chandler Morris transferred, when it entered the transfer portal. He threw for over 300 yards and won the starting job this preseason. He's been nothing short of spectacular. Pretty much every quarterback that plays for Eric Morris is spectacular, and I think he's actually bad. Chandler Morris is going to be leading Virginia in the ACC championship game against Duke, and I'm telling you right now, Drew Mestermacher is a better player than he is. It really is a remarkable story. Tulane's going to have its hands full. But I will say there's no such thing as an unstoppable offense, even though North Texas has racked up a lot of points this year. The one game Tulane can look at is against South Florida. South Florida had the best athletes that North Texas has faced all year, and Mestermacher threw three of his four interceptions on the year in that game. They ended up losing 63-36 despite having an early lead. And the key for Tulane is going to be to absolutely – he gets the ball out quickly, but Tulane's going to have to put pressure on him and make him rattled, because when he's not rattled, he's torched everyone.
Coach O was talking about this the other day about interim coaches. Okay, this is – and he's like, man, it's so unusual. He said, man, he'd been an interim coach three times. And he's like, man, I never saw a situation like this when basically Arkansas played LSU. Well, here's one that trumps that. Yeah. I've never been in a situation where both head coaches won't be the head coach next year, and they've already made that announcement. And that's at North Texas with Morris and also with Coach Summerall at Tulane.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely unusual. Unlike the Ole Miss situation with Lane Kiffin, both teams really wanted their coach to stay. The players, Tulane, Sam Howard made a comment this week that they would have had it no other way. I really think if Tulane had told John Summerall that they didn't want him to coach the game, that this would have been an absolute blowout. Players would have been disinterested. That's how much they wanted John Summerall to be here. This is new, but it's not going to – I think it's the first of many down the road. I think unless they change the football calendar in college, you're going to be seeing a lot more of this down the road. And I really honestly don't think it's going to affect the performance of either team on tomorrow, because both teams – they love their coach. John Summerall wants to be around this team for a little bit longer. And even though it is very, very strange, I think you're going to see maximum effort from both Tulane and North Texas tomorrow night.
Tulane has yet to hire their new head coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people be involved in it with Blake Baker being one of them. Now, one of the guys, he took himself out of the running pretty quick, because all word is Billy Napier is going to James Madison as their new head coach. They've talked to Willie Hall. Charles Huff is another name that's been brought up. My feeling on, I think they want this game to be over with, and it'll either be announced Saturday or Monday. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. In fact, my sources say as much. Now, sometimes the school doesn't get to control this kind of thing. These coaches have agents that like to maybe say a few things publicly or privately to people to get stuff out. But yeah, that's Tulane's plan. And you mentioned Blake Baker. I believe he is the front runner. I think he also is a little bit intrigued with Memphis, too. But of the candidates that they have interviewed, and I've confirmed five so far, I think that Blake Baker is probably the best fit for this school because, you know, it's not – recruiting to Tulane is not the same as a lot of other places. And Blake Baker was a player for Tulane for 4 years, for 4 years, from 2000 to 2004. So he has that was the key with Summerall. I mean, Summerall came in, he'd been an assistant coach for 3 years at Tulane under Curtis Johnson. He knew exactly what he needed to do. Obviously things have changed with the transfer portal, but, I think that's the way Tulane is leaning, but I also, my sources tell me it's far too early to be assured of anything right now.
So basically with Blake Baker, I think he holds two teams in his pockets. He has that choice. I think he knows he can go to Tulane, but now Memphis getting involved, that's going to be Blake Baker's decision. And he also knows he can go back to LSU and make $2.5 million as a defensive coordinator.
He's in a pretty good position right now, no question about it.
And that's pretty good. You think, you know, Lane Kiffin, he really cashed in big. Mm-hmm. But Blake's kind of on that second, third tier behind him that he can make that decision himself. Give us a little bit of a rundown of the recruiting that happened yesterday. I know now, you know, so much of it is transfer portal. I'll be honest with you. I was surprised they got that many numbers-wise.
No, it was very impressive. You're going to lose some players when there's a coaching transition. That's a fact of life. But I think I saw last night Penn State had two signees as of like 5 p.m. yesterday. Tulane got 14, and it's a pretty good class. I mean, most of them were three-star type guys. I talked to one of them last night, a tight end from California, Colby Simpson, and he talked about how they'd all talked to each other on the phone and kind of decided to stick together and stick it out with Tulane. Tulane has a lot to sell now. That we absolutely could not say that case even 5 years ago, but Tulane is one of four. There's only 10 teams in the country that have made all the college football playoff rankings at some point in each of the last 4 years, and Tulane is one of them. And they're the only one from a group of five conference that's in that boat. So yeah, Tulane kind of sells itself now. And yeah, there were a lot of people thinking the class is just going to be completely ravaged, and that was not the case. I think it was very, very impressive to get to ink 14 guys yesterday when you don't even have a head coach.
Gary, I think I have this right. If Tulane would win in the first round, they would play Ole Miss?
It's not set yet because the whole deal, we don't even know what seed Tulane would be, because if Duke beats Virginia on Saturday night in the ACC championship game and James Madison beats Troy in their championship game, which they certainly should as a home favorite by over 20 points, James Madison is going to get into the playoff field and Duke is not. James Madison would be the 12 seed and Tulane would be the 11. But if Duke loses Tulane wins, Tulane would be the 12 seed. So right now, if the rankings stay the same with the teams in the 5 and 6 spot, Tulane would either play Oregon. That's quite a trip, or Ole Miss in an interesting rematch. Maybe Tulane would fare better against a Lane Kiffin-less Ole Miss than it did in September earlier this year.
Gary, the crazy thing, man, I've known Pete Golding for quite a few years, Louisiana guy at Hammond, a guy that's been on with us regular from the Are You Serious Network, Blake Ruffino. He got coached by Pete Golding at Southeastern when he was assistant there. Man, it goes to show you, man, that 52 pickup that we better get used to in college football until they change all these dates. And I think the NCAA, really, to be honest with you, I think they're doing this on purpose. I think because they've been sort of left out, and now school presidents and the commissioners are sort of running the show, their deal is, okay, I don't care what happens to you. Just pay me my money. okay? Because they're getting a cut of that no matter what. And, hey, let the rules be what it is. But we all know that has got to change in what's happening. You can't have this chaotic situation happening. That gives us a lot to talk about and for you to write about, but everything else is messed up.
No, it's a joke. John Summerall has mentioned it in every interview he's done this week, that you know, the NFL model. In the NFL, you actually play a full season, and then the season's over, and then all of this stuff happens. In college football, you've got coaches being poached right and left while their teams are having historic seasons. Then you have signing day in the middle of the week, 2 days before a champion. It's absolutely preposterous what's going on now. And something needs to change, but I don't know about you, but I'm not real confident that a whole lot's going to be done about this.
I think nothing. I think for the next couple of years, I think the NCAA is just going to sit back and let, hey, y'all wanted to control. Yeah. You got it now. This is what it is. And they know aggressive people are going to do aggressive things. And they're going to leave. Okay, that's, get used to it. It happens in the real world, too. Most people don't get too upset about that sort of thing. But they get upset when they lose their coach. Give me a couple keys for a Green Wave win over North Texas. Yeah. And I know they got a score, but a couple of keys other than that.
Right, and look, I actually do think, I'm not guaranteeing it by any means, but I actually do think Tulane is going to win this game, even though they're an underdog on their home field. The key is, first, that running game. North Texas is eighth to last in the FBS in run defense. Now, that's a little misleading because they played Army, they played Navy, and they played Rice, which is switched to a triple option. But that's their weakness. I think a big game by Jamari McClure will be huge for Tulane. He did cough up the ball against Charlotte. That's a concern, but he's been a revelation, as I thought he would be whenever he went on the field. And I was telling people that before the year started, since he started playing a big role on this team. I think he's simply the most talented running back on the roster. And I think on a wet field, he can have a huge day against North Texas, keep that offense off the field. The other thing is just, look, Tulane's going to give up its yards. Just, they need to make plays on third down. They need to make plays in the red zone. And the other thing is, they can't let North Texas run. North Texas has averaged over 200 rushing yards in their six games since they lost to South Florida. You can't give up both. You can't, I think a lot of teams are playing light in the box to try to stop their passing game. You can't let them get 5 to 6 yards every time they run the ball. I think those are the keys. But I will say this, North Texas, they didn't play Tulane played 3 Power 4 schools. North Texas played none. North Texas played 3 teams that won more than 6 games this year. They lost to South Florida by 27. They won in overtime against Western Michigan 33-30, and they beat Navy 31-17, which was a good performance, but not like lights out scoring every time they have the ball. Tulane has pretty similar caliber athletes to South Florida, and I think it's going to be a little tougher sledding for North Texas than in their other games, and I think it's really going to come down to which team executes better, getting touchdowns rather than field goals, that determines who wins this one.
I think a big key is Retzloff. For me, I think he is their key to victory. Because both teams, I think, are going to move the football. Mm-hmm. But if Retzloff gets hot as both a runner and also as a passer, like we saw in the first half against Memphis, you got a real shot here against North Texas.
And I'll say this, Retzloff, he's not been always consistently great this year, but he's a winner. And I think that's the difference between him and Darian Mensah. Darian Mensah is, there's no question Darian Mensah is a better passer than Retzloff. He's proven that at both at Tulane and at Duke. But when the chips are down, there's a reason Duke lost 5 games this year, and it's not just their defense. He hasn't always made the plays, both at BYU and at Tulane, with that Army game where it's 4th and 8, the play doesn't work right, and he improvises along with Bryce Bohannon and throws a touchdown that basically saved Tulane's season and put them in this position. Retzloff knows how to make plays when it matters, and he also, you know, he set the school record for quarterbacks with 14 rushing touchdowns, so you make a good point. You know, I'm almost assuming Retzloff is going to play well in a big game. I just kind of am at this point.
Gary, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. I know it's going to be a heck of a scene there at Yulman Stadium tomorrow. What is the drainage like over there? Yeah. I know it should be a wet one.
I mean, there hadn't really been any rain all year long. It'll be interesting to see what the field looks like, because this is like 36 straight hours of rain leading up to the game. So it'll really be interesting to see what those conditions are like tomorrow night.
Gary's not talking about the game itself. He's talking about getting there. Man, we know how that water accumulates uptown.
Yep, I know you. I saw you can park on neutral grounds all day up until like 5 o'clock tomorrow. So yeah. Tulane wanted that sellout crowd. I think they'd take the trade off of not having quite as many people for a wet field that slows that North Texas offense down, though.
If you want to know about Tulane, you contact Gary Smith. Always appreciate the time. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, guys.
You can follow him, Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune and the New Orleans Advocate, also the publisher of thewavereport.com. Going to take a break. Be back with more of our weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Coming back right after this, folks, on WWL. Back here on Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino at the Game Sports Bar and Grill. Set adjacent to the FanDuel Sportsbook, best place in town. Grab a bite to eat, watch the game, and enjoy quality craft beer or drink. Mike, we got a pretty good one. Like you said, Thursday night football this evening. The Dallas Cowboys in action at the Detroit Lions.
Cowboys are hot.
It's like a Thanksgiving carryover, part two.
Yeah, and even Bobby, I said, come on, you got to give them their props. He was like, no, Mike, they're playing good. And then Dak Prescott has been red hot. And they got, the receiving core with C.D. Lamb and Pickens have been lighting it up. But they got the running game and them going out and acquiring Quinnen Williams. And then Kenny Clark comes in, the old vet, in the Micah Parsons deal. And they've done well there. They got some pressure on the quarterback, stopping the run. And the Lions have been disappointing in not being able to run the football any better than what they have with a guy like Jahmyr Gibbs. That's surprising to me, Steve, to be honest with you. And what goes to show Ben Johnson, he did have a little say. Bob always has that line about, play calling is an art. Yep. It's an art form. And you see it with the Lions. Dan Campbell is doing some of it now. He took it over from Johnny Martin, former Saints assistant coach. And it doesn't look the same. It really doesn't look the same as you saw a year ago. So crazy deal. And I also saw University of Alabama, Birmingham. They are promoting their interim head coach, Alex Martinson, to their head coach. Alex, man, I remember he came to Manning Passing Academy. He is the son of Chris Martinson. We heard for so many years on ESPN. In his first game, they upset Memphis, nice. UAB. Yeah. So, man, congratulations to Alex Martinson getting a full-time job at UAB. And also today, and you'll start to hear more and more of this, but the Panini Senior Bowl invited Jack Pyburn from LSU. I like Jack. Jack pedal to the metal on every play, plays the run well. He's an above-average pass rusher. Man, I love his motor out there on the field. He can run, too. So Jack Pyburn's going to be going and playing at the Senior Bowl where you can help yourself out. Yeah, good showing there will really help you.
You're better than me, Mike. I would have said Reese's.
Yeah, but they change it.
I know. It seems like as long as I can remember, it's been the Reese's Senior Bowl.
Okay, how on you, Panini, got involved? Man, they got the big deals right in front of the stadium now where you can go buy cards and stuff.
Okay.
They've had that the last 2 years in Thibodeau. Because, come on, Panini, they're not parking them deals at Nicholls State University for nothing.
No, I got a picture of my kid when we were there for Manning Passing Academy.
And so it goes to show you kind of times have changed and I guess you missed that Reese's peanut butter cup. It was good to be put in the bowl and get that dump.
You knew they were always hanging around.
Oh, it's not like...
I guess you'll get plenty of collector's cards now.
Yeah. No question about that. Is it Pop-Tart Bowl?
Yeah,
man,
right.
That's why I want to go to Pop-Tart Bowl, man. They make that fun for everything. So we'll see what happens with LSU and finding out what bowl game that they'll go to. But, really thrilled for Jack Pyburn, really focused young man, plays hard, gives you everything he's got, would look to be a middle-round pick at this stage of the game. But, man, for an undersized defensive end, he plays the run well. He does. He's got a good technical skill, you can tell.
Mike, on our talk and text line, Philip is on the line. You can sound off two folks, 504-260-1870. Philip, welcome on into Weekend Kickoff. What you got for me and Mike?
All right, guys. Mike, Frank Wilson, has you heard any word on if Lane Kiffin is going to keep him on the staff?
That's a good question. I do know he would want to bring his running back coach in from Ole Miss. And so are they going to maybe offer Frank another position? To answer your question, if you ask, and it doesn't seem to be that way at this stage. Okay. Because the tea leaves would have told you by now, come on, the way Frank is connected with certain people and, you know, certain players, that you wouldn't have made that announcement by now. Now, I know he hasn't done it with Corey Raymond, but what gave me the tip-off was the defensive back from California, Haven Finney Jr. is his name. And he said, hey, you know, I'm tied in with Coach Corey Raymond. And so a lot of people thought he was going to put this announcement off until Friday. He committed late yesterday. So, again, I'll read the tea leaves that Corey has basically, hey, we're going to be here. I'm going to be here. But with Frank at this stage, unless he decides to take a position other than running backs coach, and maybe it's part of the recruiting deal, and who knows how that's going to shape up with Frank and LSU, I got a feeling he may not be on the coaching staff. And I think Frank can go find him a job as a coach real quick. And Blake Baker gets a head coaching job. Hey, I think he may follow Blake.
Philip, thanks for sounding off, man. Appreciate the call here. Weekend kickoff rolling on. We'll be back with more at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks, right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Talked a little bit about Thursday night football coming up here, 7 p.m. on WWL 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, over on 870 AM, 7 p.m. will be the Pelicans taking on the Minnesota T-Wolves. Funny series. They played each other Tuesday night. They're going to play each other again this evening. Pelly's had that game against Minnie and, of course, coughed it up again. Ended up losing in overtime. Maybe can get that fourth win this evening. And I'm interested to see, man, the Smoothie King Center was rough on Tuesday night, Mike.
Yeah, it sure is. And I think they'll have less tonight.
Not the
because of the weather.
Yeah, exactly.
The weather situation is going to get involved with that, too.
We're going to be back with more of the Treasure Chest Casino, our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk. Stay tuned, folks, right after this on WWL.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.